A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, cause this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
We're here, of course, today to talk about ITZY, my favorite K-pop group thus far. They're really digging the current state of K-pop things. Is there any tea to spill?
I can only think of three, and one, the last one will involve my Chew.
Speaking of which, tickets to Chew's second trip to North America, the States, went on sale today. So I've got to ask you, did you go all in again?
Yes. I tentatively have tickets. I got to now find a dog sitter for Artemis. I got Bob's tickets. As to whether or not I can make it, I don't know.
Okay. Now, Chew is not a part of Artemis, right? I think you're going to love the House of Blues. The floor is general admission.
I got general admission. I wanted the seats, but they were more expensive.
It didn't seem like she was going to return anytime soon. Were you surprised by this?
I was glad for it because I was worried it was going to happen in August.
I do put you on the spot that if it came down to prioritizing Artemis over Chew, what if they were playing on the same night?
That would be hard. I've already seen Chew.
Right.
I wanted to see Artemis a lot. Not going to lie, I got teary-eyed when I couldn't get those tickets.
You said you had three. What are the other two?
Rosé from Blackpink signed a label, and not a sub-label of YG Entertainment. Some people aren't happy about that because they feel like she's going to get the same treatment.
But those girls seem to be destined. Sky is the freaking limit. They're the biggest band in the world, not just in K-pop, but period, in terms of a group. And then if you take those four individual faces and brands and all the opportunities that are afforded them, it's crazy. And I'll tell you, we've been so spoiled. Being able to get tickets real easy and see them in small venues, all of that is about to change. They just sold out the Forum in Los Angeles. What was the third one?
BTS Jin, discharged from the army. But there was controversy because he had a meet and greet for 1,000 fans, and he had a little cardboard sign saying, "Hug me." And two of them took it too far and kissed him. So they're getting investigated now.
It's inappropriate for anybody to kiss anybody without their consent. But literally today, I had to go see a sick friend in the hospital. And he's part of my wrestling world. I wanted to lift the spirits and get him talking about what has set his soul on fire, right? The most famous match was when Kerry Von Erich beat Ric Flair for the title here in Texas. In the old giant Texas stadium, Kerry Von Erich walks easily the yards and had more sex on the way to the ring that I've ever had in my whole life. Girls are tearing his clothes off, grabbing him and kissing him. He did not say, "This sucks, man. Somebody launch an investigation to Susie in the 12th row." I mean, get the fuck out of here with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that brings me this bullshit about some girl and signature was interviewed by some Japanese porn star and the AV actress was being flirty and complimentary in the way she knows how.
I saw it, but I haven't done a deep dive.
The AV actress said, "Wow, you're really good looking. If you ever wanted to do what I do, you would have a bright future." It was just her way of flirting with and saying, "You look good." That's all it was.
I did see one argument. A lot of these K-pop groups, when they're not successful, they try to amp up the sexy image. Yeah. So that worry, bringing in this porn star because they don't have faith in their group.
This 25-year-old is an adult. She can handle somebody flirting with her without legal action, is my point. So now we're going to have some fun. ITZY, Born to Be, World Tour, my favorite group. This was the best K-pop concert I've ever been to. It was amazing. I love them so much. And the absolute gateway to all of this. I'd seen Blackpink, but this was the one that hooked me 2 years ago. And this was much better. First of all, the production is out of this world. They have a live band. I love it when the K-pop groups make that evolutionary step, like now Blackpink, now Twice, now ITZY. The live band just made those songs. came alive. Costume changes and staircases and solo showcases. I was on my absolute worst behavior. And I don't know why. I've been looking forward to this. Okay. So normally, either the day before, I get my confirmation. And the day before, I didn't get my confirmation. The only time it's ever really been the day of was ASPA. And it was at like 3 o'clock. And 3 o'clock came around and nothing. It's probably at the window. I'll just go down. I mean, I'm not missing this, you know.
Right.
Normally when you go to this venue, you can park for free. I've been to this venue 40 times, but every time I've been there for K-pop, it's like this different, weird thing. Something they want to charge $30 for parking or go to will call. I wish I was like you or other people that don't have to deal with the people at the box office. The exchange of getting free tickets is no one rides for free. I see these people like once a week. So I have to have some kind of relationship with them. It's a thankless job for minimum wage. And for whatever reason, the people handing you your ticket are acting like that they're doing you some kind of favor, that you came to this concert. They're giving you the keys to the kingdom and part of the production.
Right.
And one of these guys is a really large man, like 500 pounds. And queer is a $3 bill. I have a gay friend who came out to me. And a big guy flirts with my good-looking friend, and the tickets tend to flow to my good-looking friend. Come to find out, this guy loves wrestling, and my friend told him I'd do a wrestling podcast. And so we became kind of friends. He was listening to the show. And one day on Facebook, I saw that he needed like $150. I had only been in the room with this person like 3 times. So I loaned him the money and he was grateful and he paid me back a week later. And then I scheduled him to come on to talk wrestling. And he was so excited about it. The day he was supposed to come over here, he ghosted me.
Oh no.
I saw him like 2 weeks later at the will call window and he acted like he didn't know me. And I got to be honest, you have friends that cheer for you and support you. And then you have other people when one of their friends succeeds, they hate it. A part of me wonders if my good-looking friend was worried that the tickets were going to be flowing my way instead of him. I don't know. It's weird. But the point of me telling you all this is that I go down to the window and that guy is sitting there. And I should be thinking, oh, great, I'm saved. This guy's going to help me. I helped him in this time of need. And he was such a dick to me. Okay.
Right.
Put a pin in that. I've been working on this movie about this band for about 6 years. We finally found an editor who lives in the city the band was visiting. I told the band's tour manager, hey, our new editor that's saving our asses, finally going to get this out, that's going to make us money and get the product out, is coming on with his son on Father's Day. This guy is working for a fraction of what he's worth. He's probably going to save my marriage because this movie has just ruined my life. Right as this guy's being a dick to me through the will call window, my editor calls me to tell me that he's sitting outside of the venue in Nashville and his tickets are not there. I need this guy to be motivated to continue to work on the film. This could ruin everything. And it's Father's Day, man. I wanted to have like a great day with my kids before I left. But I was still stressing because I'm looking at Ticketmaster and the show is sold out. I couldn't even buy a ticket. So I'm dealing with all of this. I'm outside. They're out there with megaphone. Empty your bag. Go to the left. Leave your fucking jewelry in the car. It's just a horrible environment. It makes me sick. I'm hearing that. I'm dealing with tour manager guy, the guy in the window. I've left my children to be here. Where is my ticket?
Right. Okay.
And somehow through the grace of whatever, here it is. I've been looking forward to this all year. I want to feel good tonight. I run in and I was on the far section on row Q all the way to the end, but still could see pretty well. To get in there, this usher wanted to conduct some full body search. There's something about this venue that makes these people just feel so empowered. I had a paper ticket and she's going, let me see, where's my pen? You know, click, click. I just took my ticket back and walked in. And she tried to grab me.
You sound like Robert. That's something Robert would do.
I was like, get the fuck away from me. I'm not trying to be a jerk. So I go to my seat and I'm so excited. And David said, where are your seats? And he came in. He's like, there's an empty seat next to me. Actually on the same row, but he's almost in the middle. All right. First stage.
Looks like they had good merch this time around.
Yes, they did. I don't own very many shirts. If they're on the shirt, I'll buy. There was a red version of this that fits the motif of the record. By the time after the show, they sold out of, oh, I barely got this. So the first stage was Born to Be, Racer. I guess I'm the only one old enough to drink because I've been here 15 minutes into a 2.5 hour show. Sorry, I'm shutting down. I go, it's Father's Day, dude. I will tip you in cash. Just do one more sale. And he does. The next stage is Hiller. It's Mr. Vampire, Swipe, Wannabe. Then they go into the solo stages, starting with, I'm going to butcher their names. It's Cheryong, and then Raijuan, My Girl Yuna, and then Yeji.
I don't think that's accurate, but I can't correct you as to what it should be.
Oh, I'm painfully aware I am the 50-year-old. So you're a young girl, like 19, 20, whatever, and you love K-pop, and you're going with your other K-pop 19-year-old girlfriends. It's probably weird to look over and see some 50-year-old guy that looks like me. It wouldn't be at like at a Metallica concert for all ages. I want to be like, I will be the least creepiest person you will deal with today and probably ever. I was getting a buzz. So I had a little fun. Very rarely, I will have a cigarette. I like to have a hand-rolled cigarette. If we were in Europe, it wouldn't seem that out of place. But here, it's like, dude, fuck. Dude. Also kind of weird because if I was buzzed, I would never smoke around people in proximity. That's one strike against me right there. I handed it to David because he didn't know it. And he still doesn't know. And he's just like, no, bro. And then there was this gal next to me. She knew every word. We could have been at any concert. I'm going to talk to everybody around me. That's just me. I go to the grocery store. I'm talking to everybody. I had established some rapport with these two girls back here because I was painfully aware that every time David would lean over to talk to me, we're both tall, that this gal couldn't see shit. I turned and handed it to her just to get her reaction. Does nobody here want to party tonight?
Now your story on Twitter about how the guy tried to, at the ITZY concert, try to hand her a blunt.
Yeah. It's got to be out there somewhere. When Raijuan came out, the place went fucking batshit. Like every little move she made was bonkers. But My Girl Yuna, she just sticks out. She's got that long fire engine red hair. She just seemed to have also the most energy when they're doing a move. Yuna was whipping her fucking hair out and putting her butt out. I was like, God damn. She just seemed to have a bit more gas in the tank.
I play Juno Eclipse in The Force Unleashed, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Tanner.
We're performing on this tour is a quartet. Leah was not there. One thing I do really enjoy in K-pop, like the Spice Girls hated each other. And I saw this thing where they were doing like a talk show and Leah showed up in the audience to surprise them. Cool. And the minute Yuna saw her, she was inconsolable.
Oh,
there's a lot of love there. I really love seeing that.
My Luna girls have that relationship too. That's why it's so heartwarming that even though they've split apart, they're still one.
Look at what they went through. You're going through hell together. And even I've toured and have fought and fucked next to people that I hate or don't hate or whatever. There's something about that experience bonds you in a way. So Act 3, Untouchable, Gas Me Up, Dynamite, some new songs here, Psychic Lover, Don't Give a What, and then, of course, Loco. This was a long show, and I was going crazy. Not Shy, Cake, Sneakers, Kill Shot, Escalator. This is the greatest shit ever. We're 21 songs in, and I now have to piss like a drunk teenager because I've consumed two giant high alcohol content beers. And
you drank sick. Both of them?
Say what?
You drank both of them?
Yeah, but like 2 hours in, I run to the bathroom because they're about to do the encore and they're talking and I'm worried the songs I want, What I Want, Cherry, and Dala Dala. So I'm just walking leisurely back to my seat and I cross the threshold. This other fucking teenager trying to dress me down. There's like 20 minutes left in the show. I just had it with all of this. But I was in the wrong. I should not have done this. But I was now pretty good and juiced up. She's trying to give me the business and she puts her hands on me, grabs my arm, and I go, fuck off. I didn't even touch her. I just got my arm back and I kept walking. I see her in my periphery and I was like, are you bored? We're about to start Love Is. And I look over and she went and got a uniformed armed police officer.
Oh.
To come and remove me from my seat.
What was the shakedown about anyway?
Everyone, including David, thinks it's because I have been busted for drugs. But this was humiliating and embarrassing. And I'm defiant. I'm walking out and I turn around very quickly. I'm going to end the road. Or he goes, keep walking. I was like, why? I was like, what do you want? And keep walking this way over here. And I kept walking and the girl leaves. This guy was about 5'2". He was wider than he was tall and dressed like he was like about to invade Poland. Ridiculous. And he goes, what did she say to you? And I go, I couldn't hear her because I couldn't. I was right by the speakers. And he goes, you're supposed to listen to her. I heard what you said to her. You told her to fuck off. And I go, I did tell her to fuck off, and I'll tell you the same fucking thing.
Is this an actual cop or?
An actual, with the badge, the thing, the whole bit.
Okay.
And I go, what the fuck do you want, man? This whole thing was so stupid, because I guess now I'm not supposed to be walking in there with a can that your bar sold me, motherfucker, 2 hours ago. If I had just been cool and listened to what she said, what she was trying to do was hand me a cup so she can pour the can into here. Okay. Why would I think that was a thing? Because you sold it to me in a can.
Right.
So he takes the cup and he's looking at me and he's pouring it. He goes, you're supposed to listen to her. And there I go, I don't have to listen to some fucking teenager. I don't work for you, man. And I go crouching back to my seat and everybody around me was like, I thought you were like arrested, you know? I could have handled that so much better. And I'm not making any excuses. It sucks. I got to see the rest of the show. I was dealing with him, Miss Love Is and Be In Love. But by the time I got back, I got to see Boys Like You and Dala Dala, my favorite jam. So on the ending note, I told you how I'd had a rapport with these two girls. Gal that was to the left of them that I think was also with them. I never made eye contact, but remember in the movie Love Actually, when Hugh Grant's character sees his love interest in the film and he finds out that she's newly single and she's like her ideal woman. And he's like, this is an inconvenience. So much so that he actually asked the head of whatever to reassign her because that's just going to be a distraction. Okay. This was the equivalent of that because I love my wife very much, but this might be the most attractive woman I've ever seen in my life. Yuna is like 100 feet in front of me, and I was looking at this girl. I mean, she had it down. This is like my 25th K-pop show, and I've seen a lot of good-looking women. She wins. If I see an opportunity that is doable, then I will say, hey, I just wanted to tell you guys were so fun tonight. Thanks for being so cool. And I never got that opportunity, but then I also lost David. But here's my saving grace. We're now outside, and I walk back to her, and she saw me. She looked and mouthed the word hi and smiled at me. And I went, oh my God.
Made your day.
Totally. And I just smiled back and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then got the fuck out of there. Your thoughts?
I've said it once before, but you and K-pop and alcohol do not mix. So the next concert you go to, you'll be sober and we'll see what adventures you have.
I may never drink again. It just sucks that it all came to a head at their show, man, you know?
Yeah.
So here's what I did. I needed a second shot at this. So just last night, I took a really good pair of headphones and I found their show from Bangkok in VR 360. And last night, with no alcohol, and relived that concert. You don't realize how much you miss. There's so much going on. And I'm looking at Yuna the whole time anyway.
Variety shows are really big in Korea. So I'm sure your girls have been on a ton over there.
I'm going to play some new songs. Follow us on This Is K-Pop on Twitter. Go to iHeartRadio app and type in This Is K-Pop. Aisha, where can they find you on the interwebs?
It's Mallory XI everywhere. MallorieXI.
And I hope you guys were lucky enough, just like my girl Aisha, to have landed Chew tickets and Artemis tickets that all went on sale today. We should hopefully have a pair of tickets to both to give away. Please stay tuned. Make sure you're following and subscribing. And we will see you.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid.